The Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome along. This is your I'm a Celebrity update. My name's Lee Phelps. Reality Rob Dixon is on the line. Hey, Rob, you well?
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, you too. Just a quick update on where we are with the betting for I'm a Celebrity and all the bits and pieces that have happened overnight. We're looking ahead to Thursday night's edition. One thing that happened overnight, Rob, was that once again, Kendra Wilkinson was terrible at the trial. I'm getting a little bit concerned for Kendra's safety. Not from any creepy crawlies or from snakes or anything, but from Ant. He doesn't like her at all, does he?
Ant looks like he's going to kill her at some stage.
He looks like he looks more dangerous than one of those biting ants that they put in there. Yeah. Last on the trial when she was going for it, he was seething. And then on the I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here now, the after show, he wasn't hiding his dislike of the way she's treating these. She's got the next one as well, of course, hasn't she? Yeah. And they were kind of saying it's going to be another 2.5 hours of our lives that we won't get back.
I think that's the problem, isn't it? The fact that it's taken 2.5, 3 hours to do one of their challenges, and these challenges they're not something that you can make up in sort of 5 minutes. There's a lot of work goes in from behind the scenes to actually make these challenges work.
Mm.
And she's not actually going to take part or just play a nothing. I mean, that tour, that thing last night that got cancelled, the treasure hunt, that really got sort of helicopters and everything going across the sort of...
Think how much money that would have cost. Yeah, just from a production point of view. The same old. I mean, there's a view here, before we get into the outrights and everything else, that Kendra is playing a little bit of a game. You know, obviously she's a skilled reality TV star in the States, knows what she's doing, knows how to get the airtime. So, she knows what she's doing. She's playing a bit of a game. She's a big price to win the show, of course, 40-1, but she might go far into it or deep into it. The full odds, Jimmy Bullard, 4-6, rock solid favourite at the moment, and why not? Obviously, he was in the trial with Carl Fogarty. He's getting loads of publicity. He's on the front page of the Daily Star today, of course, which is one of the leading kind of celebrity newspapers. Melanie Sykes, 5-2. Interesting with Melanie at the minute, Rob, that she's not really showing too much of it on the main show, but she's starting to get a little bit tetchy. I think it's starting to hit home with her a little bit. She's kind of missed positive. But at the minute, she's a little bit of a snipe at Vicky Michelle, didn't she, on the show last night? On the after show, they were talking about how she's... Michael Burke's winding her up, Edwina Curry's winding her up. So she's kind of maybe just on the verge of cracking. Joe Swash was saying that he can see her. Actually, it was Andy Peters on the after show was saying that he knows her and she's a lovely, lovely woman, but he said she's on the verge of snapping at any second. Yeah. So that could... It could work in her favour, of course, because it'll keep her in the spotlight.
She's just hungry, isn't she? I think
5-2 is 5-2 short for her at the minute, though, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting to the point where we sort of talked last week about once we get the same people being nominated for the trials, if they're not doing it very well, then they are going to start getting a bit irritable, a bit snapping. They've been in each other's company now for sort of 10, 11 days, and it's starting to show with a few of them, isn't it? So.
Yeah, you think so. Yeah, and it's understandable, I suppose, from Melanie's point of view, that she's gone and done her task, done really well, and that full tummy is well worn off, and so has the Jake's one as well.
Apart from Kendra, everybody's done well in the cast that they've been given, haven't they?
Jake Crickenden, 9-2 now to win. He was 6-1 last night, Rob, so a bit of money coming in overnight. I mean, not surprising, because he's getting so much airtime. He's obviously cheering them up. He's doing his tasks well. There's nothing not to like about him. That's a double negative, but he's doing everything asked of him at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, everything's going well for Jake at the moment. Obviously, I had the bit where he was getting Kendra to sing. I think with Kendra singing, I'd have probably voted Jake as the X Factor winner.
And there was a bit of self-deprecation there, wasn't there, when he said she probably wouldn't have even lasted as long as me, you know what I mean? And he said he was taking the mickey out of his own performance.
I think that's what you need to do, is come in and obviously...
He comes across as a nice guy, doesn't he?
He does. And I suppose in a way, you don't really get to see that in X Factor, because it's all pushed towards... your performance that week. And once you strip it back and take him sort of out the studio and stuff, he is a nice guy. And I still think he probably is now the main alternative to Jimmy Bullard.
Yeah, you can see that, can't you? Carl Fogarty, 16-1, not much has changed. Obviously got the trial. Again, he's on the front page of the Star as well, so a bit of publicity there. Nadia Ford, 25-1. She was involved in the kind of unsuccessful trial, not from their point of view, but from the show's point of view, with Tinchy Strider.
I think Nadia had a good night last night, didn't she? I think she sort of really got into it. It was good airtime for her. Viewers got to see her in a wet T-shirt as well. What did you want? So I'm surprised she's still as big as 25-1. I'm starting to think she might be a little bit of value for the sort of queen of a jungle. I'm not sure she's got it sort of in her to actually win the outright. But at 5-1 for the queen of the jungle, I think she's probably worth a few quid if Melanie is starting to crack a little bit.
Kendra, 40-1. Obviously, we've spoken about her. Hard to see her winning the show, obviously. But I think she's probably done enough to keep herself in for a few more days. Michael Burke, 40-1. Michael's been in the news over the past 24 hours because of what he said about Jimmy Savile. I can't remember which paper it was. Oh, the Metro. What he said was he was once stood on the QE2 with Jimmy Savile, like looking over the rail. And he says, "I wish I'd pushed him off the QE2. Well, yeah, fair enough. On the Metro's front page, that's been spun into, "I wish I had killed Savile. BBC Mike's astonishing confession." Now, obviously, by what he said, the natural conclusion that if he had pushed someone off the QE2, they would have died. I think actually saying, "I wish I had killed Savile," he's taking it a bit far, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't quite say that, did he?
He did say that.
In a headline, it looks a bit different, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. But obviously, in typical way that you pick your... You just pick the decisive bit that you want to make the headline, yeah?
Yeah.
He did say that he wanted to kill him, and to be quite honest, he probably wouldn't have been the only one, but that's the way it goes. It's difficult. It's strange, because obviously as a newsreader, he immediately, that is difficult at the time, isn't it? And this is probably isn't a podcast to chat about it, but he obviously had a sort of sixth sense about somebody, and it was interesting that's probably, he's probably working the same in sort of dynamic of the thing. He's gone round, we talked about his role in the argument between Kendra and Edwina, and the fact that when Lau spoke, he felt like going, didn't he?
So, yeah.
I mean, he seemed better, Lau. They didn't really touch on that, did they, last night? But he was sort of threatening to leave, so I don't know if it's another sort of something to get papers sold or.
Well, I think more importantly, from our point of view, Rob, it means that he's actually in the public eye again, and you know, Twitter was alight with the Savile comments, obviously. So you know, again, it gets people thinking about him. Tinchy Strider, 50-1. I mean, Tinchy can't get airtime, and he gets a bit of airtime, and then the heavens open, and it turns into a bit of a disaster for him. But I mean, you know, just following what, because I tweeted a couple of nights ago that I think it, you know, the prices, he was worth a look because he was getting so little airtime, but it only takes a little bit of airtime for people to start talking about him again. And even the fact that he hasn't had airtime, people are talking about him more than, say, Vicky Michelle. So yeah, I think even that little bit, Rob, was probably enough to save him from the first elimination in my book.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah. But can't win.
He's one of those where it wouldn't take much. If he doesn't get a lot of airtime over the weekend, I think he gets back in danger. But if you have backed this 10-1, then I certainly wouldn't rule it out just yet.
Yeah, it's not a bad bet to be on the right side of, but yeah, as a winner, you can't see me anywhere. Edwina Curry, 100-1, Vicky Michelle, 100-1, no real point in talking about them. We may as well just talk about them in terms of the first elimination, which we've just been talking, Rob, and you know, I think the Daily Mirror has done a story today about when will this be. ITV are keeping the news close to the chest. We've kind of done a bit of investigating work of our own, and we're thinking maybe Monday, because there's an hour and a half programme there. If they did a double elimination on Monday, which there has been in the past for the first one, you're looking at maybe two going on the 1st of December, then one on the Tuesday, one on the Wednesday, there's no Champions League football, one on the Thursday, one on the Friday. That gets us down to three for Saturday, and there's usually three in the final who stay overnight, if you like. If they're in for a full day before the final on the Sunday, seems to make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think you need I think you can have your hour program plus obviously get them out of the jungle and the sort of 10-15 minute interview as well. So I'm leaning more towards Sunday. There could be maybe a shock elimination on Sunday, but I think I'm surprised, to be fair, because I thought they might start with a weekend elimination, but I think it seems like it's going to be Monday, 8:30 the programme starts. The fact that they've cancelled Coronation Street at 8:30 on a Monday probably means that there will be an elimination definitely that night, so we'll wait and see.
The full prices, Vicky Michelle 6-4 to be the first to go, Edwina Curry 100-30, Kendra Wilkinson 9-2, Michael Burke 6-1, Tinchy Strider 9-1, Nadia Ford 12, 20s Carl Fogarty, Jake Crickenden 40-1, Jimmy Ballard 66, and the same for Melanie Sykes. Like I say, Tinchy, maybe a big outsider, but at the moment, there's really no one else other than Vicky Michelle to back here. Is Edwina Edwina's disliked. I mean, the only way is, I suppose, is I was looking last night, Robin. Edwina's disliked and Kendra's disliked. But the fact that Kendra is so disliked on Twitter last night when she was doing that trial only leads me to think that people who do like her will be motivated more than people who just... There's just no talk about Vicky Michelle, really. Nothing.
No, not at all. She doesn't really feature in any sort of story. In the fact that you've got... I mean, if you remember last night, I thought the interesting bit was sort of... When Kendra took out, they were in the in Croc Creek, weren't they? And they had to they had a set of keys, and they had to get the combination to give to Nadia and Tinchy, and they just let Kendra speak on phone, and then they just really nagged her, didn't they? Because she was just like randomly saying any numbers. She got some sort of numbers to Rex and just like screaming down the phone at them, 2482 and stuff like that, and then Kendra. They were like all turned and said Kendra that, and even then you think, well, she's still getting airtime. Vicky Michelle didn't get anything. Was she? I presume she was at Croc Creek. But I didn't really. The only bit of airtime I noticed last night was when Melanie sort of snapped at her a bit, and again, it's not great airtime at that point. So I just think there's bigger characters in the thing. If they're not, she's either not doing anything, or she's too boring to. Stay in the show, and this is the way that they're going to manipulate it a little bit by continually doing it. The only way she's going to get any airtime is if she gets a trial, I think. It doesn't seem to be that she's imminent to get a trial.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Twitter and, you know, you do a search on her name with all the kind of relevant hashtags that you could associate it with, and there's not a lot in there, you know. When she's mentioned, it's mainly that she's tipped by the bookies to be the first out. Melanie Sykes, Twitter, official support page for Melanie Sykes, says, I love Vicky Michelle. It all gets heated in the jungle with lack of food. I'm sure Melanie and Vicky didn't mean to snap. So, you know, that's Melanie Sykes' official supporters trying to get on the side of her. So, look, at the moment, as it stands, you know, maybe Tinchy, because he has not had much airtime, is the outsider. But I really, you know, you can't see Vicky Michelle getting much bigger than 6-4 before the first elimination, unless she gets a trial of some description. But, you know, people aren't voting because she's anonymous.
These markets tend to be right, especially the first ones anyway.
Yeah. Your Tinches and your kind of, you know, your Michael Burks, they're more your kind of outside shouts when maybe we get into the second or third elimination, and they're still kind of, you know, around maybe the 6-1 mark. But,
I think these ones, you've had like 11, 12 days to get to know the dynamics of the group. You tend to get the shock results, well, not shock for you because you picked about 7 or 8 in a row a couple of years ago.
Once upon a time.
You tend to, you basically, from there, on the night-by-night ones, it's just airtime. Yeah. You're not getting the airtime, you are in danger. At any price. You could be in any price. I remember, I think it was David Hayes. Yeah, he went, didn't he? He didn't really get any airtime one night, despite getting airtime a load of nights, and disappeared off quite early. So I think he was about 33-41 to go that night. So I mean, there are shocks, but I think looking at this, I think first night he does go to the favourite at the moment, unless things change.
I totally agree. That'll do us, I think, Rob.
That is the end of the podcast, people.
We'll speak on the big podcast, the big full specials podcast, tomorrow with Daniel Gould from SofaBet. We'll also probably speak about Red and Black with him. People who watch
Special.
I've asked him for a chat about it, so hopefully we will. Andy Holding, of course, on Strictly. Andy had another great week last week on Strictly. Predicted the bottom two, predicted who would go. So Andy Holding, yourself, Daniel Gould, myself, all tomorrow for about an hour talking about X Factor, Strictly, and I'm a Celebrity. Cheers, Rob.
Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.